This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. An independent commission said on Tuesday more than 80 aid workers, including some employed by the World Health Organization, were involved in sexual abuse and exploitation during an Ebola crisis in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The probe was prompted by an investigation last year when 50 women accused aid workers from the WHO and other charities of demanding sex in exchange for jobs between 2018 and 2020. In its long-awaited report, the commission found that at least 21 of 83 suspected perpetrators were employed by the WHO and that the abuses, which included 9 allegations of rape, were committed by both national and international staff. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus apologized to the victims. He said, quote, "What happened to you should never happen to anyone. It is inexcusable. It is my top priority to ensure that the perpetrators are not excused but are held to account." Tedros said he planned to refer the rape allegations to Congo and to the other countries of the suspected perpetrators. Thousands of Colombian protesters returned to the streets of major cities on Tuesday to once again demand that Congress approve union-backed social policies to benefit the poorest. Their marchers, their numbers much reduced from a peak earlier this year, also demonstrated against a nearly $4 billion tax reform approved this month by Congress and passed into law. Unions say it does not do enough for the working class. Large protests between April and June led to the withdrawal of an internal version of the tax reform and prompted the resignation of the finance minister. At least 29 people were killed in connection with those protests, with many deaths blamed on excessive use of